Simon & Schuster Audio presents The Sea of Tranquility, a novel by Katya Mollay. Read by Candace Thaxton and Kirby Hayborn.
I hate my left hand. I hate to look at it. I hate it when it stutters and trembles and reminds me that my identity is gone. But I look at it anyway because it also reminds me that I'm going to find the boy who took everything from me. I'm going to kill the boy who killed me. And when I kill him, I'm going to do it with my left hand. Chapter 1. Nastya. Dying really isn't so bad after you've done it once. And I have. I'm not afraid of death anymore. I'm afraid of everything else. August in Florida means three things. Heat, oppressive humidity, and school. School. I haven't been to school in over 2 years. Not unless you count sitting at the kitchen table being homeschooled by your mom, and I don't. It's Friday. My senior year starts on Monday, but I haven't registered. If I don't go in today, I won't have a schedule on Monday morning, and I'll have to wait at the office for one. I think I'd rather skip the bad 1980s movie scene, where I walk in late on the first day and everybody has to stop what they're doing to stare at me. Because while that wouldn't be the worst thing that would ever happen to me, it would still suck. My aunt pulls into the parking lot of Mill Creek Community High School with me in tow. It's a cookie-cutter high school. Except for the putrid color of the walls and the name on the sign, it's an exact replica of the last one I attended. Margot, she made me drop the aunt part because it makes her feel old, turns down the radio she's been blaring the entire way here. Thankfully, it's a short ride because loud sounds make me edgy. It's not the sound itself that bothers me, it's just the fact that it's loud. The loud sounds make it impossible to hear the soft ones, and the soft sounds are the ones you have to be afraid of. I can handle it now because we're in a car, and I usually feel safe in cars. Outside is a different story. I never feel safe outside. Your mother expects a phone call when we're done here, Margot tells me. My mother expects a lot of things she's never going to get. In the scheme of things, a phone call is not much to ask, but that doesn't mean she'll get one. You could at least text her.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?